Let's go back now to an earlier story about Russia dismissing as vague the evidence presented by the U.S. about Iran's alleged supply of missiles to Yemen's Ansarullah movement to use against the Saudis. To discuss that further, we're joined from Minneapolis by Professor William Beaman, who is a professor at the University of Minnesota. Professor Beaman, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. What do you make, Professor, of the allegations put forth by the United States and the Saudis that Iran has supplied missiles to Ansarullah?
Well, Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, tried to show in a sort of dogged pony show to U.S. allies that there were fragments of missiles that Iran had supplied to the Houthis in Yemen. Almost no serious arms experts have verified anything that she has said. This was considered to be a propagandistic display. The materials were supplied by Saudi Arabia. They were never verified by the United States. And so the Russians are quite right in saying that the claims made by the United States are really not credible. And the United States continues to try to indict Iran over this particular supply of arms, when, as I say, the evidence is absolutely not credible. Today in the New York Times, it was pointed out that there are arms that have been left over for decades from various places in Yemen, and they could have been harvested by the Saudi Arabian forces. They're not necessarily tied to Iran. They're not dated. And so this is an attempt to try to indict Iran without really good evidence. And then, of course, the United States totally ignores the fact that Saudi Arabia has been bombing Yemen to the point where there is an actual international crisis in terms of food and other supplies in Yemen.
Professor, I'm wondering then, why do you think that there is this attempt to, as you said it, indict Iran in this case? Is this to be used as a justification for the continuing war on Yemen, do you think?
The United States has a long narrative about Iran's so-called sins in the Middle East. The narrative is dated from the Bush administration, where the United States is trying to show that Iran is a state sponsor of terrorism. They're trying to paint the Houthis in Yemen as terrorists, when in fact they represent the Zaydi sect of Islam, which ruled Yemen from the 9th century down until the 1970s. These are indigenous people within Yemen. They were in charge of the country for many, many centuries. And it was only after the reunification of North and South Yemen that the Sunni forces in Yemen got the upper hand and began to dominate the government. So and then they mistreated the Zaydis. So this is a civil war. It's an absolutely legitimate civil war, and the Houthis are not terrorists. And the United States calling Iran as a supporter of terrorism, they better go someplace else if they want to make that charge, because it's really not reasonable to make that charge in Yemen.
All right, Professor, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.